This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We turn first to the capital of the United States, the House of Representatives specifically. A House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing this morning into the high and rising price of prescription drugs. Exhibit A was Martin Shkreli, the now former CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals, who you might remember became public enemy number one last year when he bought the rights to a drug called Daraprim and promptly jacked the price up from $13.50 a pill to 750 American simoleons, each and every one of them. Shkreli's under indictment for a separate securities fraud case, so his comments today started and ended with this.
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
But the hearing did continue after Shkreli was excused because drug prices are high. Part of that is because there are no price controls on pharmaceuticals in this country. Another part is that there has been a huge backlog of generic drug applications at the FDA, theoretically cheaper generic drugs, right? That backlog has started to thin out, though, and Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY that could bring some price relief.
Let's go back to 2012. The generic program at the FDA was something out of a Kafka novel. 4,739 generic drug applications had piled up. Products, remember, with the power to cut how much we pay for prescription drugs. It was unacceptable. And generic manufacturers and the FDA hammered out a deal.
We redid everything about the program and built it to a modern review process. And we are just really going to crank the next 2 years, I've no doubt.
That's Dr. Janet Woodcock from the FDA. The 2012 deal was that generic manufacturers would pay fees totaling $1 billion over 3 years. Since then, the FDA has hired 1,000 people and has seen approvals shoot from about 35 a month in early 2014 to 99 last December.
The real solution is the solution that always works, which is introduce more competition in the market.
Adam Fine with Pembroke Consulting says speeding up approvals is working. All week, drug wholesalers have reported generic profit slowdowns in their earnings calls, which suggests there's less money to be made in the sector. That said, there's still certain rare disease drugs with no competition, which are ripe for exploitation, says Harvard economist Meredith Rosenthal.
We should provide strong incentives to generic manufacturers who are willing to enter in these relatively small markets.
Rosenthal says if we really want to end crazy price gouging, we've got to identify generic drugs that have monopolies or near monopolies. And if the federal government has to pay companies to get into those markets, then pay them. The benefit, she argues, is worth it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.